Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. Opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor, gonna greet him with a smile, and shake the hand of a stranger sitting tall here for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. Open up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself. I'm gonna try and change the world. Yeah.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it's awesome wherever it's happening in your life at this moment in time. And I appreciate you sharing this moment in time with me. I'm your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and this is Spiritual Talk Radio. So I do appreciate you tuning in today. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can do so by calling me at 347-327-9316. I will tell you there's several callers ahead of you. And we have a limited number of calls that we'll be taking, but you can try. 347-327-9316. The card for the show is the Ladybug card, and it says at the bottom of the card, it says, this is a time of good fortune and abundance, so be willing to receive all good things in your life. So that's awesome. So just be able to receive. I mean, I think sometimes we're asking, but I think that's what the problem is, that we're not receiving. And so let's have a spirit of receiving today, okay? All right, let's go ahead and get some calls on here with me, and let's start with 240. And could you please say your name for me when I say hi to you? So, hi.
Connie.
Connie, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I can't complain. I'm awake. so that's a good thing. It's a little wintry where I'm at. There's a little bit of icy stuff outside and some snow, and you know it's still winter, so we have to deal with that
stuff.
Yeah, we have to still deal with that stuff. But how can I help you today?
Just any message you have for me.
Okay. The one thing that I keep hearing as I start tuning into you is patience. You know, that your situation will get better in time. Just be patient. And so that's one thing I keep hearing over and over is patience. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and your energy seems a little off today a little bit. Maybe, you know, you're worrying about something or something's causing your energy field to be a little depleted. So you might want to just be aware of that and just strengthen, you know, your shield around you a little bit, that, you know, nothing negative will sneak in there. But, you know, I feel a little bit of negativity trying to, you know, I think it tries to bite all of us every once in a while. You know, our minds are powerful instruments, and sometimes we can't control every thought that comes into our head, but we can control how long they stay there. And so we need to focus on that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And let me go ahead and pull a card for you really quick here as well, from my animal guide deck today. And it's the weasel, and it says almost exactly what I just told you. It says, be silent, pay attention, and simply observe with your eyes, ears, and physical feelings what's happening inside and all around you at the moment. So, you know, just be silent and pay attention. I think sometimes, you know, when situations happen in our lives, you know, we just want to jump right in there. And we don't take enough time to analyze and look at the situation, you know, before we jump. You know, it's like I remember when summer was here and I went to a pool. And, you know, before I jump in, I test the water, you know, to see if that's going to freeze me to death. And so I think what Spirit's saying to you is test the water before you jump in. And I feel like an opportunity is coming for you, and I think that's what they're talking about. I think some opportunity is coming to you right away. And so, you know, just test the water. Be sure that's something you want to jump into. That's something that is going to align with your values and your spirit within you. Okay?
Now, is that earthly opportunity or a spiritual opportunity? You know,
I think both are. I think both are coming. You know, for you. You know, both a physical opportunity and, you know, an opportunity for spiritual growth as well.
Okay.
But I think basically what Spirit's talking about is the physical opportunity that's going to come your way, and so just, you know, be sure that it's something that aligns with your values and the spirit within you, you know, that resonates with you. You know, I think a lot of times we jump into situations before we have a chance to look at them and say, hey, you know, is this something I really want to get involved with? So, you know, just, you know, pay attention to that, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay, all right. I appreciate you calling in. All right.
Thank you.
You might call me after. You might also call me after the show, because I need to talk to you, so I lost your phone number, so you might want to call me. All right.
Okay.
All right. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go ahead and talk to whoever's on the other end of 404. You're on air with me. Appreciate you calling in. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how can I help you today?
Hi, I was just calling in reference to a friendship that I have.
Okay. And you're wondering?
I'm just wondering if we'll ever, I guess, be back on friend terms, because we had a falling out, and I've been trying to reach out but I'm not sure what's going on that end.
Okay. So you're not sure if the other person is going to, step on board here and have another friendship with you? Is that sort of what's going on right now?
Yeah.
Okay. I will be honest with you, and I will tell you that, immediately I'm picking up that, there could be a friendship be salvageable out of this, but if you're looking for anything else, I wouldn't see that with this person. But I feel like a friendship can be saved. But as far as, if you're looking at a romantic interest, my advice would be, that there's somebody else coming in to play down the line here. That would be more in that category. But I do feel like you're the person that you're trying to, salvageable this. I believe that they can reach out to you, but right now I would give them some space. I feel like that they need a little bit of space. And so I would give them that and then see where it goes from there. Okay?
Do you think, is he still upset?
Yeah, at this moment I would say yes. He's still upset. Guys have a hard time sometimes getting over stuff, so we're not in tune with our emotions as much as you are, and so it takes a little bit of time for us to process things, and we have a hard time doing that sometimes, and that's what I feel like he's having right now, just processing all of this. But I do believe that he'll reach out to you. I would say that you should hear from him. Looks like possibly next week that you should hear from him and be able to talk and figure this out. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. I appreciate you calling in. It was a pleasure talking
Thank
to you.
You.
All right. You have a great day. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, a lot of times for guys, we have a hard time processing information and stuff like that. So let's go ahead and talk to whoever's on the other end of 229. You're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in today.
Hi, Michael. This is Melvin.
Melvin, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing okay, I guess, Michael.
Hanging in there?
Yes, sir. Wait for somebody to give me a call about a job. So I have put in applications all over the place, inside and outside, and resumes and all that. And my son calling me every day begging for money. The one that I was, telling you about that was in prison, and
I really
don't have it for him. I just want to know, yes, sir. I just want to know, when did you see me getting some employment?
I feel like that, the one thing you're doing right now, you're doing the right steps. You're putting applications out. You're putting yourself in line to receive something from Spirit, so that's a good thing, Melvin. So continue doing that. Don't get discouraged. I know that, a lot of times it's really discouraging when you're out there in the job market and nothing seems like it's opening up. So I can relate. I can understand. But the one thing I'll tell you is that some opportunity is coming your way. I feel like that towards the end of the month, you should hear something in a positive direction. And as far as your son goes, you can't give what you don't have. So don't feel bad about that. I mean, you have to look out after you and, be sure that you have what you need. But when it's your kid, you want to help out. But right now, you're just not able to help. I wouldn't feel bad about that. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's, that's all the time when he called me, just asked for money. Not for a conversation to see how he's doing. Is he doing any kind of programs where he's at, to improve himself for the future if he, when he get out. So, only communication, is it's all about I need, I need this, I need that. And then he texted me and told me, hey, I'm not going to, I'm not going to be around you or something like that. I'm like, what is this?
He's around some people that maybe he shouldn't be hanging out with, but you can't control that. I mean, he has to make his own decisions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But You know, I feel like as far as work for you, something will open up. It feels like towards the end of the month that something will be popping up here.
Okay, I for sure hope so, because I really need something. Because
yeah.
my
yeah, you know,
is going to expire next month.
Yeah. And Spirit knows where you are, Melvin, so you just hang in there, okay, man? And let Spirit bless you. You know, Spirit's never failed you, and so I don't see it happening now. So, you know,
yes.
You know, our timelines and Spirit's timelines are not always the same. So we just got to take it, you know, as Spirit blesses us, and I believe that's going to happen for you. All right?
Okay. Thank you, Michael. I love you, brother.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Love you, too.
Yeah.
You hang in there. All right. Bye-bye. All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Rose really quick here. Rose, hi.
Hey, Michael. What do you see happening for me? Am I going to move, or are they going to work with me?
Okay, let me tap in here. Okay, I don't think you're going to like what I have to say. Just remember, I'm the messenger, so don't shoot the messenger. So I'm just the one that gives the messages. You know, I feel like that there is a possibility that there will be a move, but you just got to hang in there. You know, there's a very slim chance that you'll be moving. So, you know, you just got to trust Spirit on this. But this is what I'm feeling right now. And you know, you also have to look at, you know, that this move is going to be something positive instead of something negative. You know, I know that you don't want to move, but, you know, a lot of times there are circumstances and situations that we have to be put in, you know, for us to learn stuff about ourselves, and that's what I feel like is going on right now. You know, also at the same time, I'm feeling like that an opportunity, you know, like I've told you before, I feel like that March is that month that things open up for you. So there's a possibility here that something will open up, but it's going to open up about mid-month here for you. I would say possibly around the 17th, around that time of the month, where an opportunity will come in to play here. So
it's kind
you got,
of like
you
a
got
crap
two,
shoot, huh?
Yeah, right now there's a whole bunch of, you know, what I will tell you honestly as a reader, I can't put my thumb on one particular thing. I get that you're moving, and then I get that something's opening up. So I don't know why I'm getting both of those, because I feel like they're both going to be here to play in this month. So, you know, you just have to keep moving forward.
It's a crazy life I have, I'll tell you.
I know. Hey, I can relate. You know, life does get a little crazy for us at times, but, you know, the one thing I always stand on, Rose, is a scripture that I remembered when I was a little kid, and it always says, you know, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I stand on that, you know, when situations in my life aren't always moving according to what I think they should be doing. You know, I always stand on that and look at where Spirit has never failed me and, you know, has never left me, so... You know, that's one that we have to stand upon. But sometimes it gets hard. You know, sometimes, you know, this faith thing that we have to do gets a little rough sometimes, you know. But I really feel like that Spirit's going to bless you and move in your behalf. But, you know, it's just slow process. I don't know why it's so slow. You know, I would think that Spirit would be having you work by now. But there's a reason for everything that's happening. So we just got to try to see the silver lining in the situation. All right?
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in.
Bye.
All right. Hang in there. All right. Bye-bye. And let's go ahead and talk to Ann real quick before we run out of time. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I'm up against some tough winds, too. I want to see what you think about a legal judgment that I'm waiting on an answer from, if it'll be in my favor.
Yeah, it will definitely be in your favor. That was pretty quick. Yeah.
Wow.
I feel like that it will definitely work in your favor. So just hang in there.
It won't block me from pressing forward with selling my home because I have some other financial issues now, trying to juggle everything.
Yeah, no, I don't feel like it will interfere with that at all.
But I do
feel like that. Yeah, go ahead, Ann. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just wonder if I'll still be able to sell my home, like I'm planning on doing before something else goes crazy.
Yeah, I know. It's been a crazy time for you. Spirit understands that. I feel like that your house is still, you know, going to be sold. It's just going to take a little bit here. So that's what I keep seeing. So
I'm just
want to
make
you know, you just,
that I'm going to be the one reaping the benefit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, you definitely will. So, all right.
The finances are rough, but definitely yes on the legal, right?
Right, yeah, definitely. I see it being in your favor, yes.
Very good, Michael. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I wish I could
no problem. I appreciate
I wish I could send
I
you
I appreciate
some
you coming in.
Have a good day.
Yeah, I understand. I understand, you know, finances are tight, so I appreciate the thought and just pray for the program. All right, thank you, Ann.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah. Yeah, and you know, money's tight for a lot of people. If you would like to make a donation to this program to get us back on air on a regular schedule, you can do so by going to www.spiritualtalkradio.net, and right there on that front page will be a donation button, and you can click that and make a donation to continue us forward. Right now we're on 30-minute programs, and 30 minutes go by really fast. We're already down to 8 minutes, and so a 30-minute program goes by just like that. So if you would like to help out, you can by going to www.spiritualtalkradio.net. If you would like to set up a full reading with me, our address has changed. It is insightswithmichael.net, not .com, .net. So it's insightswithmichael.net if you would like to set a reading with me. So I would appreciate it. Let's go ahead and squeeze 352 on here really quick with me and say hi to you. Hi, you're on air.
Hi, it's Andrea. Wow, I wasn't planning on getting in, but okay. Okay.
You're here.
How are you? Well,
I'm doing good.
Well, that's good. How's your mom?
She's doing good. Everybody's good here, so that's a good thing. So
mm-hmm.
I've been fighting a cold, but I'm over that, and so I had a cold for a while, and that's why we weren't on air because I didn't have a voice very loud. So.
Oh yeah, I had the little virus that's going around, but other than that,
right?
Okay.
Good. How can
I
help?
What I wanted to know was, what do you see for me in the next couple of weeks, or maybe, you know, in the future?
Regarding any particular area, or?
Well, a lot of things are going on, so maybe you can touch one area. I'm just curious to know.
Okay. Is there a relationship that's a little rocky at the moment?
I was seeing a guy named David, but I don't think he's the one, and I told him I was going to let him go.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I don't feel like he's the one either. But I feel like that's bothering you a little bit.
It is.
One thing that I'm picking up. I think that Spirit's saying, hey, you're making the right decision here. Don't second guess yourself. You know, where we have our problems sometimes is where we second guess. And so,
mm-hmm.
you know, the one thing that I would tell you is just trust that intuition inside of you. Are you working at the moment?
I'm not.
Okay, are you disability? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like that your financial situation is going to get better by the end of the month. I don't know how. I feel like something unexpected is going to stop, you know, pop in here. So something at the end of the month that helps you financially a little bit better. But as far as this relationship goes, I would just realize you're making the right decision and don't second guess yourself. And that's where you're going to have problems if you second guess. You know, and our brains always pick up and go, well, you did the wrong thing. You know, what happens if this situation could turn around and things like that. But, you know, I always go with my first impression, and that's what you should do as well. Okay?
Do you see, okay, well, this girl just asked me to take care of her baby, and I was hoping you picked that up. So maybe that was the financial, the unexpected?
Yeah, I feel like that, yeah, that would be a good thing for you to do.
See, okay, it is a good thing for me to do. That's what I worry about.
Right.
I don't want the baby bouncing backwards and forwards. That's my thing.
No, and that's the thing with, you don't want that. But I feel like it's a good thing, and I feel like that it would help you out financially as well. So I would go with that. All right?
Okay.
Okay. All right. I appreciate you calling in. You have a good day.
Thank you.
All right.
You too.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye. All right. So, you know, that's what, you know, we always have to, you know, just trust spirit in every situation. Well, we're time is out. So it's time to say goodbye to you. I tell you, 30 minutes go by fast. But we'll be back on air. We're going to try to be on air every day at 1 p.m. Central. We're going to try to have a regular schedule. So it's 1 p.m. Central for SpiritualTalkRadio.net. Spread the word. Tell your friends. And we'll go from there. We'll just trust spirit, won't we? All right. You guys have a great day. And I'm going to say what we always say. You be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central. Again, our website addresses are www.spiritualtalkradio.net and insightswithmichael.net. All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us. It is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others.